Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we are going to look at Deadpool 2. It's directed by David Leitch. The writers are Rhett Reese, Paul Wernick, and I'm pretty sure Ryan Reynolds has a credit somewhere. It stars Ryan Reynolds, Josh Brolin, Zazie Beetz, and Julian Dennison. And the synopsis is, foul-mouthed mutant mercenary Wade Wilson, aka Deadpool, brings together a team of fellow mutant rogues to protect the young boy of supernatural abilities from the brutal time-traveling Cable. The movie can just be summed up like this, the first maybe 15 minutes, that it's a hit montage for Deadpool that he's dispensing of crooks. One of the crooks he lets go, and then that one criminal shows up at his apartment, kills his girlfriend, and that's kind of where we'll stop. Matt, what did you think of Deadpool?
Felt it was a good movie that continues the Deadpool success of slapstick humor, jabs at other movies, and as well as solid action. Pleasantly surprised, because normally, especially with the sophomore fatigue with movies, that it would continue, and I don't have a lot of faith anything outside of exclusive MCU that it would do pretty well as sequels, but this one was actually pretty good. I enjoyed myself. Very solid movie.
All right, Keith.
I had a feeling it was going to retain what I liked about the first movie, but my worry was, as a sophomore movie, it would try to do the exact same thing that the first Deadpool did and then ramp it up, I guess, to more of what it did in the first movie. And that wasn't the case. The story was kind of tried. It was just, he even makes fun of the fact that it's a rehash of many other time traveling movies where you got a
Terminator.
Time traveling badass who comes back and everything. He even makes fun of Cable's metal arm and how it's got that whole metal arm thing is played out. But it has a deeper synopsis that fits in with that. I was surprised that all the characters, with the exception of Domino, was in character for the most part. They didn't go into any Cable's convoluted history, and I'm kind of glad for that. They left a big enough mystery with them that it could go either way, and that they could try to do, if they ever get the X-Men franchise off the ground, they could still tie him into it. For the most part, it worked out well. Josh Brolin as Cable was a spot on choice. 10 years ago, I would have said that the only person who could play that would have been Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I'm completely satisfied with Josh Brolin. He did the job well. I thought the kid was going to be annoying, Fire Fist, but he actually turned out to be extremely funny. The humor that he was a part of, that he pulled off, worked well. All in all, I thought the movie worked out pretty well. I'd rate it as high as I rate the first Deadpool movie.
All right, Mike.
Ryan Reynolds was born to play Wade Wilson, period. If he doesn't do any other role ever in life, this is literally the one thing he was born to do. Because every time he's that character, it feels like Deadpool walked off the page of a book and is just standing in front of you. And you're just seeing it live and in person. I thought the movie was good. I think the piggyback off of what Keith and Matt said was kind of concerned when they did the sequel, and it wasn't the original team that did the first one. I was like, okay, too many changes. It's probably not going to work. They're going to go a little too extreme with it. It's just going to go totally left field, and it ended up being very enjoyable, action-packed. Everything that the Deadpool movie should be. I think Ryan Reynolds is a genius on the fact that he doesn't take himself so seriously and pokes fun at his own mistakes in the past, which we'll get into later. But also pokes fun at Hollywood and things that they've done over and over again, and makes it a very entertaining and thing to tie into that character, because that's how that character is built. I personally like Domino. I was happy, one, that they cast Zazie in the role, two, that they let her be her, because she wears her hair in a bush and they didn't whitewash the role, which is one thing I thought they could have done easily. They had some good surprises in there, albeit cameos and characters that we didn't originally know were in the film. And I just think Ryan Reynolds did a hell of a job. And honestly, I'd look forward to a third one. If they did a fourth one, I'd be into it, because it's the one X-Men franchise that I think you can continue on without having to reboot or trying to go back to square one, which is what they need to do with all the rest of them.
All right. So I'm going to be the extreme voice of dissension, and I hated this movie a lot. I did not find it funny. There was a dude in my movie that was just rolling laughing, and I'm sitting there looking at him like, what am I missing? I didn't find anything about this movie to be interesting. I actually fell asleep on it. I was hoping that the movie would have ended by the time I woke up. But like Josh Brolin, and I think the movie's only good when he's in it, everything else about Ryan Reynolds was just annoying to me. And I know Keith will get on me about how much I dislike Ryan Reynolds. There's things that he's been in that I liked him in, but this movie was just boring. First 20 minutes of the movie was boring. The only thing I might have liked was the end credit sequences. Julian Dennison, he was in Hunt for the Wilder People. He's doing the same comedic stick that Rebel Wilson and anybody else that's kind of heavyset will do. and I didn't find anything about it funny. I didn't like it. Comments.
Wait, what?
I did not like the movie. I liked the first one, did not like this one. This is a step backwards to me.
Was the kid an actual character in the comic book?
I don't recall. Mike might know more, but I don't think so. His name was Firefist, but Rusty Collins is...
Yeah, I don't recall him being a character in the comics either.
Any comic book character they could have incorporated, and they incorporated a small kid?
Yeah. Yeah, his name is Rusty, with not the original New Mutants, but kind of second generation. He had a girlfriend named Skids. Yeah, so he was in it, but they kind of changed his character.
Yeah, so there's a Taika Waititi connection, because Taika Waititi did Hunt for the Wilder People, which I liked a lot. And genius that is Taika Waititi, only translated into a Marvel movie.
You didn't like anything. There was nothing amusing, nothing entertaining about this film.
Cable, Zazie Beetz, the end credits.
They were spot on, man.
And maybe the Wolverine and reference.
Let me clear up also. I like
Ryan Reynolds. Just go and say Domino. It. It's like, I like Ryan Reynolds. Say it.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite actors. I like him. I like Zazie Beetz. Like, she was perfect as Domino. I thought the whole thing with her powers, she kind of did things and it all worked out for her in the end. I liked it a lot. It worked out well. The
X-Force was a waste. Think. Cable was a waste.
God, the X-Force thing was hilarious. I don't know, you kind of expected more and then to see what happened to him. That was fucking hilarious to me.
I was like, holy shit. When started going down, I was like, all of them are going down.
I started laughing, and then I was wondering, because I said, okay, well, if Domino dies, and that totally kills the point. If she lives, then I'm fine with it, because honestly, her, Cable, and Deadpool are the only three that you really focus on, even in the comics. So I was fine with it then.
When they brought in the Vanisher, I was like, oh, who? Okay, now, I don't know these guys are going to be.
Yeah, and I kind of figured, I'm like, all right, something ain't right with this. And did anybody else catch that it was Brad Pitt that was the Vanisher?
Yeah, I caught it.
And I was laughing so hard. I was like, Brad Pitt, seriously?
Matt Damon was on there, too.
Where was he at?
He was the back of the truck.
Yeah, he's one of the people that Cable came to.
Put a lot
to.
Of makeup on him.
Okay.
Yeah. You
couldn't tell.
Black Tom, he felt Tom African-American.
I thought the movie was hilarious. And then, I mean, honestly, I think Ryan had a good rabbit out the hat when he pulled out Juggernaut. Because I kept saying, good. When they were like, who's the big monster? There's only but a couple big people it could be. And then finally, when he hit the truck, I was like, that's Juggernaut. I know this.
Yep.
And we've been itching to see that for years. It worked for me.
It worked out very well.
It looked like a very accurate portrayal of Juggernaut, although he didn't rush him, though.
Oh, Black Tom. Same Black Tom was black. That was the only way his name. And did you guys like Peter? I thought that was funny. His funniest lines is shown in the trailers.
Yeah. Peter, the guy that just showed up for the interview, he had no superpowers.
Oh, yeah.
No, he had type 1 and type 2 diabetes. And then it was like they shot of all of them just dropping out of the plane in that skydiving poses. And then you got the Vanisher's empty parachute. I was dying laughing. Did he
Vanisher actual character?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. He works and he probably should come back in. Then they all just start dying and stuff. And then they mock Shatterstar because he was like, yeah, you're from another planet. And then his green blood when his, I didn't realize that they were all going to drop because he foreshadowed it with the whole talk about the high wind. Whatever, high winds, who cares?
All right. He was like, who could have known? And then Domino was like, literally everyone.
Peter just dropping in. I thought all the little twists and everything, even not only like darker storyline, but the more emotional angle of his was that worked out well. His girl died because of him and he was feeling guilt. He pulled it off just like how Deadpool would do it. Lots of self-mocking humor and everything and him wanting to help and save this kid. Post-credit trailer scenes kick in and you got him fixing Cable's time traveling device. So I kind of wish he went back and what's that third X-Men movie called? I can't remember. The crappy one.
Last Stand?
Yeah, there we go. I kind of wish he kind of popped back in for that one and just like erased
well,
that.
Well, it had already undid that with First Class. Class or whatever that second movie was.
But that is hands down the best post-credit scenes I've ever seen.
Oh, the Green Lantern one was hilarious.
That, I'm telling you, I was in the movie theater hollering, laughing so hard.
He made the peak time.
Yep, he killed himself in Wolverine. I was like, yes, because that was the crappiest bullshit they could have ever done. Man, Ryan Reynolds, you genius.
If the MCU just took Deadpool and said, this is X-Men universe, and just kind of built around that, because you don't need any more origin stories. Just throw it in there and just the X-Men and then have an adventure and stuff, and you're good.
I think they should make it kind of dark, though. X-Men is violent.
Fox isn't going to give it up now. for sure.
Not Deadpool. The Cable worked out well. I was a little concerned about whether or not he'd bring the gravitas or he'd be made a joke or a punchline and stuff, but it was Brian Reynolds just throwing mocking humor at him. Kind of like his reaction to it was just like, you are an idiot.
I mean, basically, he's like Drax, what it kind of reminded me of.
Though it was out of character for Cable. What, he just went back in time and saved Deadpool and stuff, but it worked.
And when he poked fun at him, called him Thanos, that was funny.
I thought the action scenes were good. Real good. And the way he took down Juggernaut was fucking hilarious. Oh, God. Jenna high voltage wire up his ass.
Did not like. Did not like anything about that.
It was funny, though.
Did not like it.
Oh, man.
I don't know what to tell you, Barry.
I can't even argue that.
Honestly, they said most people were either one way or another. It was nobody in the middle. It was like either people really liked the movie or everybody that didn't like it just like, yo, I hated this movie.
Greatness that was Avengers. This one was as backwards as it could be. I mean, whatever that Venom movie will be, this is probably whatever score I'm going to get that movie.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know about that Venom movie yet, but that's a whole other topic.
Yeah, that Venom movie is not going to. I'll watch it for Tom Hardy only. Got zero hope for that one. In fact, I'm getting like a Spawn vibe from that movie.
Well, it kind of reminds me of Ghost Rider, that last scene in the trailer. It's like, what are you? And Venom. And it's almost like the same thing with that Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance where the guy just pumped a whole bunch of bullets into him. Like, what are you? Ghost Rider. So, I don't know. Let's wrap this up. Matt, what score would you give Deadpool?
I give it 8.5. Typical Deadpool slapstick humor. It did what everything that the first movie did, although I didn't feel that it improved much on it, but definitely a solid movie that I hope it continues another 3, maybe 4 more movies. I don't think I'll ever get tired of it, especially with Ryan Reynolds being the guy and the co-producer.
I'm going to give it an 8. I think that's the same score I gave the first Deadpool. As good as the first Deadpool, it branched off into new stuff, but it didn't clear any new heights. It didn't do anything amazingly different from the first movie, but it was as entertaining, and it's one of those movies I can watch over and over again and probably still retain the that. In fact, I got to watch it again because I missed about 10 minutes. I missed the whole X-Mansion scenes.
All right, Mike.
I'll give it an 8.5. Easily, right now, the best X-Men franchise that's out there. Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool to a T. Seems like Deadpool just walked off a comic book page and just showed up on the screen and walked in front of you and was literally just a real-life character now. And that's half the battle right there, because a lot of times comic book movies, they try too hard and it just doesn't work. But every time I see Ryan in the role or see him do anything, even his little skit on Colbert last week when he showed up to read the opening monologue, everything just screams Deadpool that I grew up reading. Everything that came off the page. I don't think the movie tried too hard. I think it was successful in incorporating Cable, gave us Juggernaut, it's given us Colossus, all these characters that either we've always hoped to have on screen and never could get, or that they screwed up back in the day when they tried originally. Fox has finally just started to trust that Ryan Reynolds knew what he was doing when he leaked that footage the first time and gave the fans what they want. I agree with Matt. I'm good for a 3, a Deadpool 4, hell, a Deadpool 5, as long as they keep the formula like it is. Just don't go too far with it, keep it like it is, and stay true to the roots of it. I think we got a nice hit franchise on our hands.
Yeah, he's still next for us next. So
for me,
dun dun dun,
it's completely mediocre. Everything about this movie is
this dude mediocre. Man.
It's about as bad as Green Lantern.
What the fuck?
Whoa.
You know what?
Come on, Barry.
The podcast. You are off, man.
Come on, Barry.
Here's your card, dog. You don't need it.
The only thing I liked about this movie was Josh Brolin.
Come on. Zazie Josh Brolin alone is better than Green Lantern, then.
And the end credits. That's it. The first 30 minutes of this movie is just boring. Montage at the beginning.
Oh, dear Lord.
Boring. Sad Deadpool.
But you put up there with Green Lantern, man. You're taking all your credibility away in
so,
2 words.
I'm going to give this a 3. I do not want to see this movie ever again.
Fuck out of here.
I don't want to see this movie.
He is fucking with his own.
No, I'm not. I will watch the first movie.
I don't know about that.
Man. I'll watch the first movie. This movie does not exist to me. And that's the Beast Game Podcast.
No, it's not Beast Game Podcast. This is the Beast Game Podcast. Your opinions are validated. Get the hell out of here. You know what? You just don't like Ryan Reynolds. You don't like Ryan Reynolds. You put him in the same vein as Will Smith.
Ryan Reynolds.
Tired of you.
And Ben Affleck.
Oh, God.
At a certain point, we're in the same stage in their careers. And Ben Affleck turned it around. So can Ryan Reynolds.
He already turned it around, Barry.
Yeah, he has. Not with this movie.
You know what? I can't even talk.
I hated the movie.
I hate you.
I hate you.
I'm thinking on that. Fuck. Like, okay. Oh, he is fucking with me, man. That's
what this is, yo. I'm
done, yo. It's not three, yo. He gives it a seven, man. Right?
Do not give it a seven. I will not give that movie a seven.
Oh, man.
Murray scores on a curve. He said three, but it's really like 6.5, 7.
No.
Yeah, it's
not. That's pretty much it. That's it. Fans of the Beast Gang.
It's definitely not a zero.
Just to give you a service announcement, Murray's, all his scores are now great on the curve.
No, it's not.
Murray had a rough weekend, participated in some activities he probably shouldn't have. His mind is a little off. It's all good.
Movie sucks, everybody. Don't go see it.
It is. Deadpool 2 is a fantastic movie. Fun for the whole family. All right.
Mary was drinking prior to this podcast, so.
Drinking Drano or some shit. I'm like, the fuck?
No.
Yeah, so he doesn't have any credibility right now as we speak.